In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. It can give John 3:16 a run for its money as likely the most memorized verse in the Scriptures. In fact, I suspect that on any given morning, any seventh grader sitting before me in class could rattle off the rest of it by just being primed with God's word is, your word is a, finish it, right? You can do it. A lamp for my feet and a light for my path. It is brought around as an answer so often in AIC and pointed to that I suspect even those who are in those types of classes who have very little experience with the Scriptures, know very little about the Bible before they begin those classes, it quickly becomes one of the more familiar verses, ready for recall as necessary. I guess all of that might lend itself to make a case for it being one of the most essential verses in Scripture to know and to understand and to apply. So it should not surprise us all that much that the very wise people of the past who made the decisions regarding what portions of Scripture would be in front of us on a night like this as we acknowledge the ending of a year of blessings and look to the future, asking God to bless us as He forgives us and walks with us in the new year to come, that the very simple, straightforward verse of the day that would be chosen for this occasion is this very familiar passage. But there really isn't any moment ever when this particular verse does not apply. In His very familiar Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke about how each day has enough trouble of its own, and not a one of us will ever be able to add a single hour to our lives by worrying. And then He follows that by suggesting very strongly that we pursue righteousness, that we pursue being right with God and part of His eternal family as the most important priority of our lives, and everything else will be given to us as well. Everything else God will work out for us in the end in a way that aids to our living with Him forever. Does that not lend itself as perfect testimony backing up our verse of the day? A lamp for our feet and a light for our path implies that there's insight and wisdom in God's word for every next step we take in life, but also for the long-term planning and prioritizing that we so naturally also undertake. So maybe this would be a good moment to refresh your memory as to what exactly the difference is between a lamp and a light as these terms are used in the original language presenting this verse. A lamp certainly would have been pretty much a little bowl or a little vessel with oil in it, with just one wick lit to provide enough light similar to what we would use a flashlight for in our day and age. On the opposite end of that, the light referred to, implying that it's a much bigger thing, is just that, a floor-based stand upon which you could place a number of those smaller lamps, maybe 8 to 10 would be often used on that platform, all lit to provide a significant more amount of light, to light an entire room, or even using multiple lights out in a courtyard to light up the outdoors for an evening event. Point of the psalmist is that God's word works. That word works in answering our concerns of the very next moment of our lives, the direction that we need in moments of loss or disorientation, uncertainty for whatever reason may be caused, or it works just as equally well for those moments in life when our eyes are lifted to the future and we wonder just what the best path might be in following God's will towards that eternal reality that He has promised us and how we can make overreaching decisions and set the priorities of our lives in a way that assists us in every step between here and there. Whether we realize it or not, we acknowledge these properties of the Word very simply when we gather for worship. Almost every time we gather for worship, certainly whenever we gather for a service with the sacrament, we take a moment at the beginning of those services to offer our honesty before God and listen for his accepting approval, his dismissal of all of our sins because of our honest confession and a proclamation of our forgiveness in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're really truly acknowledging this axiom every time we do that. The most pressing and dire need of our everyday is to rid ourselves of our sins and our brokenness. Our Savior God understands very well how at any given moment in our lives, our guilt and our pain lead to panic or despair of who I've been, what I've done, how I've failed. Do any of us this evening want to ask any of the people we'll spend time with this evening to help us make a list of the 10 worst ways we screwed up this last year? I suspect they'll remember some that we've forgotten, probably because we really wanted to forget them. Rather, wouldn't it be a much better effort to encourage and remind ourselves that there isn't a single sin that we've committed this past year that is beyond the reach of the forgiving love of our God? What sins and mistakes must you and I carry into 2020 because they're just too much for God to handle for us? Which ones are too vile, too hurtful toward others for Jesus not to apply his perfect righteousness won on the cross, his redemption toward those sins? The eternal Word of God assures us through this lamp and this light. Once again, very simply this evening, echoing in the background of every one of our worship services, that there is nothing that our God will not forgive, that every sin of every human soul is already paid for by Jesus and forgotten in the mind of God, who will judge us. There isn't any other thing that you could possibly know in this moment that would make it a happier new year than that truth. But that's what's so wonderful about a verse like this. If you and I suddenly had the natural reaction that most Christians have generated in them when they hear that news that every single one of their sins is not only forgiven but forgotten by the eternal God, the natural reaction is to wonder, what do I do now? How do I show my God my appreciation, my thanks, my love for all that he's done for me? And this verse plays its role again very simply, very precisely, very profoundly. You search the Word, and the Word will offer you that guidance. Whether it's in the next moment, whether it's the moment you get up in the morning and have a day in front of you wondering what you will do, or whether you have big things afoot that you need to plan, prioritize, relationships to build, commerce to generate, whatever it might be, this Word has everything you need to instruct you in how to do that in a way that fits within God's plan for you. Our verse of the day assures us that the Word truly is up to the task of answering every question of our lives. But don't take that literally. Don't look there for direction as to planning your New Year's Eve soiree, the menu, and other events. You're not going to find it there. But when it comes to things like character, patience, morality, grief, guilt, love, kindness, perseverance. We could make quite a list, couldn't we? We will find throughout his word the examples to learn from believers of the past whose lives are recorded for us, or from New Testament application of the gospel message of Jesus that speaks to the issues of our day-to-day lives so precisely. The issue most often for us in living our daily lives isn't a lack of clarity, a lack of direction, a lack of certainty as to what the word is speaking to us and how it would have us live, but rather a lack of resolve to stick to it when that moment of temptation comes and the realization is there that following this word that is a lamp and a light sets us apart from the world in which we live in such a profound and unique way that it's easier to just go along and get along. Our challenge is a lack of resolve to live what God has clearly told us in his word and what his will is for us. But even that, God knows all about because of how he chose to live among us and experience all that human temptation and reality for himself. That's right, the word presents to us a God who doesn't sit on the throne of heaven and dictate to earthly secretaries every last word that he wants human beings to know and live by, but rather this season itself celebrates the reality of a God who enters his creation, takes on a human nature, empties himself of all that is powerful and glorious and divine about him, so that he might drink to its depths the human experiences you and I experience it every day, with all of its realities, all of its temptations, all of its hungers and desires. The word that is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path was knit together by a God who made sure that he knew fully all that would challenge us to make the word the priority he calls on us here to make it in our lives. He came into our world to be one with us and be the one for us who solved the predicament of sin and death by his living an obedient life and offering himself into an innocent death as the redemption price for every last one of our sins. In numerous places in the New Testament, we are asked in artfully prepared phrases, but ultimately the simple question, if God can give you forgiveness through his Son, how can you doubt that he will give you everything else he's promised you? And won't be concerned about every single moment of your lives, no matter what the calendar on the wall may label the year or the day, but that your God is uniquely and intensely interested in you and every event of your life, every choice that you will make, everything you will experience in a way that will draw you to this word as your lamp and your light. With the guidance you need. He makes clear in his word that he never wants us to feel in a single moment of our existence alone and unsure of who we are and what our purpose is here, or who he is and what he has done for us. It's all right here in the word, ready and waiting for another year of our pursuing knowledge and forgiveness, comfort, freedom, and peace. We will find all of that here if we search for it. I know that because I've searched for it and found it myself so often, and I've had the tremendous blessing of leading others in that pursuit for so many years, facing so many different circumstances of life where the Word was up to the task of answering this promise of God. The Word works. It works for every last thing we truly need for it to work. That will never change. No matter what year it may be, no matter what the circumstances of our lives may be, God's word will always be a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. In 2020 and far beyond. Amen.